Every morning we say, or we're supposed to say, the Parshas Akeidah by davening. And the Parshas Akeidah is our greatest weapon. We use it, we really need heavy artillery. That's on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Kri of Rosh Hashanah. Chayabres Avraham v'Akeidas Yitzchak. And I'd like to discuss Parshas Akeidah. We should, Be'ezer Hashem, get a little insight into Parshas Akeidah and why the Akeidah is the climax of our tefillos in the Yamim Ne'ereim and every day. The parasha starts, "V'alekim nisa es Avraham." The Rabbanu Shlalem tested Avraham. A test has to live up to the requirements of the one who takes the test and what he's supposed to accomplish with that test. Or what he's supposed to prove with that test that he has accomplished. What is in the saying in that test? We are all here, B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankev, Yiddish Neshamas, Yiddish Kinder. Imagine, we see, if you would be Nevi'im, if you would be Zeiche, to have Amara Elohim, to see the Rabbanu Shlalem appear to you, and the Rabbanu Shlalem would appear to anyone in this room, and tell him, "Go be makir your son for my covet." Is there anyone here who wouldn't do it? The Rabbanu Shlalem alone told you to do it. You saw the Rabbanu Shlalem. Avram Avinu had 10 nesyaynis, like the Mishnah says in Aveis, Esa nesyaynis nis Avram Avinu, v'yamad b'kulam. He was successful in all the nesyaynis, in all the tests. The first one is Ur Kasdim. The last one is the Akeidah. And Rabbi Neshleilem told Avram Avinu, as the Medrash says, "Kach no, please, take us benchas yichidcha asher hafta. Pass this test with flying colors. Because if not, all the other nine nesyonos from before go down the drain." So in other words, the Akeidah is the most difficult test. And Ur Kasdim is the first test. What was the test by Ur Kasdim? By that Rabbeinu Shlalem had Avraham Avinu in this world, who as a boy had an impulsive desire to find the truth. He was emes, and nobody can give him any phony material. He always searched for the emes, and he was always able to detect any shekel, which is a component in any emes. And he was searching for the Rabbeinu Shlalem. He saw a world. He knew that this world can't be made by itself. So he figured, who made this world? The world is so full of wonders. Those Mishugayim, some of them say that the sun made the world, some of them said that the moon made the world, and some of them say that it came by itself. The Big Bang. Now, could it be? Take the building across the street, the 3-story building. Would anybody that has a little seichel look at that building and say the building came there by itself? Koshkin, this wonderful world. Koshkin, my wonderful body, my organism. Koshkin, the entire universe, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets, everything, the endless, infinite universe. It came by itself. So he started searching who made the world. He decided it was the sun. Then he worshipped the sun, like the Medrash tells us. At night, the sun bowed out. The moon came in. No, it couldn't be. It couldn't be the sun. Worship the moon, but in the morning there's no moon. He searched and searched until he came upon the idea that it's impossible that such a wonderful universe, which functions with such harmony, where everything fits into place, and there's such a interaction between every part of the universe with precision, with certainty, there is one Rabbeinu Shel Olam who's making this world. And he started worshipping the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without knowing who it is. Nimrod got wind of it. He didn't like it. So he told Avram, stop it. Avram didn't stop. Avram searched for the Emes. He was a champion of the Emes, and he would give his life for the Emes. So Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the fire. And this happened, and Avram Avinu emerged from the fire without even his clothes being scathed. Nothing happened to him. And those who threw him into the fire, they got burnt up. And right after that, after Ur Kasdim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam appeared to Avram Avinu in his first nevuah. V'yayma Hashem al Avram, Lech lecha me'yatecha, you are looking for the Baal HaBira, for the one who's in charge of this mansion, the world. Anihu Baal HaBira, the Medrash says. I am introducing myself to you. I am the master of the world. And then Avram Avinu got his first neviyus. So Ur Kasdim, to let himself be thrown into the fire for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam whom he never saw, who never talked to him. He never beheld him. And still he was so convinced that there has to be one Bairi Olam, a Yaitza Ayru Vairi Chayshach, Aisa Shalom Vairi Ra, like the Pasuk says. One God that made everything. He was so convinced that he gave his life for him. That was the first Nisayin, Ur Kasdim. That's a more difficult Nisayin. Lashna Kodesh is the language that Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world with. Everything in the world was made with Lashna Kodesh. With the 22 Isis of the Alabase, like the Sfarim explain, the Rabbish that took a Shin from the Alabase, then it took a Vav, then it took a Reish, and put them together. What came upon this world? A Shayar, an axe, made from the three Isis of the Alabase. Everything in the world is made with Lashna Kodesh. So therefore, Lashna Kodesh has a certain quality in it which no other language has. From the Isis, you can figure out the Shayrish, the root of a meaning of each word, and why two words are related to each other. The word Nisayin means a test. The word Nisayin also means to raise. Like Lamanase says Eschem Bar Elokim in Parashas Yisrei. Sarasha says Rabisha wants to raise you. A flag is called a nes because it's on high. In other words, what's the purpose of a Nisayin? In order to raise. Somebody, a child goes to school and he passes a test, a Nisayin. What's the purpose of this Nisayin? Lanasa is to promote him. That's the purpose of every test, to promote. So it's understood that each Nisayin is a more difficult one than the one before it. So the most intensive Nisayim, the 10th Nisayim that Avraham Avinu graduated with, because it was the last Nisayim, the last test, that test was the most difficult one. What? Why isn't this, the Akedah, such a difficult test if we even want to compare it with the first test, with Ur Kasdim? The Zayar HaKadosh gives us a little cue, a little insight into it. There's a pasuk by the Akedah, Vayar es ha-makaim meirachek. Makaim, you know, could mean the Rabbani Shalaylam. Like we say in the Agadah, Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu. The Avraham Avinu saw the Rabbani Shalaylam from a distance. Vayar es ha-makaim meirachek. He saw the Rabbani Shalaylam from a distance. And on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when we lay the Akedah, so we have the Aftarah, which starts off, Meirachek Hashem Nirali. The Rabbani Shel Olam appeared to me from a distance. I won't go into any elaboration what Shaychus this have with Rosh Hashanah, but we'll speak just about the Akedah. Avraham Avinu went through a lot of inner mental turbulence by the Akedah. It was painful. It wasn't just a shaila of sacrificing his son. It was very painful. Avraham Avinu gave away his life, his everything. Nothing meant to him, nothing existed for him except the Rabbani Shel Olam. And he knew the Rabbani Shel Olam. After so many nisyonos and after so many years, he kept on becoming more and more familiar with the midos of the Rabbani Shel Olam. One of the attributes of the Rabbani Shel Olam is emes. We finished Chishma with that. Hashem Elokeichem emes. And it's part of our Kabbalah Samar HaShemayim. The Rabbani Shel Olam is emes, and he doesn't lie, and he keeps his promises. Like the Pasuk says in Balak, that Bilam said, Loi ish keil v'yechazev, uven adam v'yisnechem. The Rabbani Shel Olam is not a mortal person that says lies, or that changes his mind. The Rabbani Shel Olam gave Avraham Avinu a promise, Ki b'yitzchak yikari lecha zara. After decades of infertility for himself and for Sarah Imenu, they were blessed with a child, Yitzchak, and Rabbani Shel Olam promised him by the bris, Ki b'yitzchak yikari lecha zara. From Yitzchak, your seeds will develop. The Jewish nation will come out from Yitzchak. So now the Rabbani Shel Olam goes and tells him, go and shecht Yitzchak. This bothered Avraham very much. He was confused. Here the Rabbani Shel Olam promises him, ki b'yitzchak yikaru lecha zara. And here the Rabbani Shel Olam tells him, go and end the life of Yitzchak, and you won't have any Zara, and even if you would, it wouldn't be Yitzchak anymore. That confused him very much. He was perplexed. It's the Rabbani Shel Olam. Where is the emes? And Kashis started coming into his mind. What does an Alechayid do when kashas come into his mind? He just purges them out. He doesn't want those kashas. With all his kayach, he dismisses those kashas and closes his eyes and says, and holds his hands on his eyes and says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Blindly, I believe in you, Rabbani Shel Olam. I'm dismissing those kashas. I'm ignoring those kashas. But whenever a person has nesiyonos and he has kashas, that makes him feel estranged from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It bothered him. He was disappointed. Where is the emes of the Ribbono Shel Olam? This is not the Ribbono Shel Olam that I knew all these years. He saw the Ribbono Shel Olam at a distance. Merachak Hashem nirali. And the Zohar continues, he went to the Akedah. He didn't want to think, he didn't want to harbor any thoughts against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu went blindly to the Akedah and he said, I don't have to understand, I don't have to question. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells me, he told me beferish, V'aleihu Shem li'ayla, I have to be mekayem it. I have kashas, I'll ignore the kashas. I'll go to the Akedah notwithstanding the kashas. He didn't want to give any place in his mind for kashas against the Ribbono Shel Olam. The emes is that this kasha wasn't a kasha. It's no kasha at all. A child who learns Chumash knows the Teretz. Because when it was after the Akedah, so Avraham Avinu told the Malach, I want to understand, now that I already went to the Akedah, and I was Mikayim the Ratzin of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to know if the Ribbono Shel Olam who told me that Ki B'Yitzchak Yikor L'Chazara, why did he change his mind and say, and tell me that I should be Makriv Yitzchak? And the Ribbono Shel Olam who told me that I should be Makriv Yitzchak, why did he change his mind and told me I should take him off the Mizbeach and I shouldn't be Makriv him? Now that I'm not, my Negiyas don't play any more role, now, because a person can sometimes have his inner desires make that he should not think straight. But I am freed of my inner desires, because I am not Shechting Yitzchak. The Ribbono Shel Olam told me to take him off the Mizbeach. Al Tasalei Miyuma. So why did the Ribbono Shel Olam change his mind twice? So the Malach told him, the Ribbono Shel Olam never changed his mind. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't tell you you should Shecht Yitzchak. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, V'aleihu Shem li'ayla, bring him up on the Mizbeach. You brought him up, take him down. You were never told to Shecht Yitzchak. That's what Rashi says. It's a medrash. So this is simple. A small child who learns that Rashi can understand it. Why couldn't Avraham understand that? Why wasn't he medayik in the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam never told him to Shecht Yitzchak? Why wasn't he medayik that Rebbe Shel just said, V'aleihu Shem li'ayla, bring him up on the Mizbeach? That's all he said. The Teretz says in the first pasuk, V'alakim nisa es Avraham. The Ribbono Shel Olam tested Avraham. If the Ribbono Shel Olam tests somebody, and he wants him not to know, he doesn't know. It could be Avraham Avinu, the Chacham, the great Chacham who understood the world, who understood the universe, who understood the Ribbono Shel Olam to a degree that Malachim and Seraphim don't understand him. Nobody can understand the Ribbono Shel Olam fully, because Ribbono Shel Olam is Ein Seif. But he understood him more than the biggest Malachim understand him. If such an intelligent person like Avraham Avinu couldn't understand what a small child could understand when the Rebbe tells it to him, couldn't he figure it out himself? The Teretz says no. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to know. You don't know. That's all. You don't know. I was thinking, the Gemara today is Zayin Adar. And Haman threw his geirel, and he was very happy that it fell on Zayin Adar, because Zayin Adar is the last chayidish, which means end, and the end, and it's also the day which is the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu, because b'shiva b'yodah meis Moshe, but v'lo yodah, he didn't know ki b'shiva b'yodah noilad Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Odah. Today is Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday, and today is his yahrzeit. Zion Odah is today. So Haman figured out that today, that Zayin Bada Meis Moshe. With all due respect to everybody in this room, I wonder if anybody in this room knows how to figure out from the psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter and Zayin Bada. Probably nobody here knows why. The Gemara makes a big cheshbon, and we need Rash and Taisus to help us out. It's a complicated cheshbon, and the Gemara, the Tanoim knew from the Psukim, figuring out and making cheshbonos that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar. So if Haman was so smart and he was able to make those cheshbonos, because it does say in the Medrash that he was very, very brilliant and a big mechashef and everything. So he figured it out. Why couldn't he figure it out at B'shiva Bada Noilad Moshe? So the Mefarshim asks this kash, and they say, some say this teretz and some say this teretz. I would like to answer a simple teretz. That if Rabban Yisholim doesn't want him to know, he didn't know, that's all. He couldn't figure it out. Because if he were to figure it out, we wouldn't have any Purim today. I wish he wanted us to have a nice of Purim. So he didn't know. He didn't know. The Rabban Yisholim wanted to test Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu didn't know. He thought that Alei Hashem Liyayla means to kill him. It was Hester Panim that Avraham Avinu went through. He didn't understand. He was confused. He had kashas. There's a big klal that the Ramban puts down in Chumash, in Parashas Lech Lecha. That is, Ma'asei Avos Siman Lebanim. Whatever happened to the other segregation is a simon that's going to happen to the children. The Ramban puts that on as a big cloud. So he goes through. Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. Alright. From Eretz Yisrael, that means that ultimately Avraham Avinu is in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu had to leave Eretz Yisrael because there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Mitzrayim, which means that there will be a hunger in the times of Yankov and Yosef, and Yidden will have to go to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Paray seized and took Sarah. Sarah, which represents Klal Yisrael, the mother of Klal Yisrael, which means that when there'll be a Mitzrayim, Paray is going to subordinate and put into slavery Klal Yisrael. Afterwards, Paray was smitten with Makos Gedolos, and he had to release Sarah, which means that Paray will get Esar Makos and he'll release Klal Yisrael. And when he released Sarah, he gave her presents. Vavram kavet miyayid, bamikna, bakesa, bazav, and so on. Which means that when Paray is going to release the Yidden, they're going to go out with a rechush rav. That's how the Ramban goes through. Mein se'ov is similar banim. Whatever happened to the others is like a Futurama. That's going to happen. It's like predicting what's going to happen to the children. So, according to this Ramban, if we'll go in his pattern, we should say that if Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyanis, Klal Yisrael will also go through 10 Nisyanis until they reach their ultimate wholeness, until they'll be complete, shleimus. we Yidden did go through many nesiyonos in the galus, and I suppose that if we would study our history, we could take each point in history and match it with one of the nesiyonos of Avraham Avinu. And if the last nesiyon of Avraham Avinu was Hester Panim, Anochi Hester Aster, where he is confused, where he doesn't understand, where he has kashis, it means that Klal Yisrael in the last lap of the galus will go through the nesiyon of Avraham Avinu. And that's what's happening right now. The whole world is kashis on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Nobody understands. Why the Holocaust? What's going on? Why is there a Mechemes Adas in Eretz Yisrael? Why are some in the Yidden, the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael, why are they in total darkness and total confusion? They don't even know Shema Yisrael. It's kashus on Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I remember after the Holocaust, after World War II, some of our very Yidden wrote books with kashus on Rabbeinu Shel Olam. One wrote a book, Is God Dead? I remember that. And it became a bestseller. Another wrote a book, Why Was He Silent? He with a capital H. Other such things. Kashus on Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Today we're at the end of the galus, living through the last nesiyon of Avraham Avinu. The whole world is blind. Nobody sees, nobody understands. But there is a handful of Yidden. There are quite a number, this handful consists of quite a number of hundreds of thousands of Yidden who keep the Torah, who believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we have a haftacha, we have a promise. Avraham Avinu went through the sign of the Akedah with flying colors. We also will go through. Yidden will prevail. The Amunah will prevail. We're not going to lose our Amunah until Bias HaMashiach, notwithstanding all these kashas. We have kashas. We have to close our eyes, hold our hands against our eyes, and say Shema Yisrael, and say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Shema Yisrael has 248 words, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Connected to 248 Averim. 248 words. We're mamlech to Rabbeinu Shel Olam with Kriya Shema. The last word of the 248 is Emes. Which means it's the end, the Akev is going to be, in other words, the Akev of Klal Yisrael, which is the last words, the bottom, where now Nikvas of the Mashiach, that's Emes. You don't see the Emes. In the Sefer Torah, all the 247 words are written. Shema Yisrael, the parasha of Shema Yisrael, the parasha of Vayim Shemaya, the parasha of Tzitzis. The parasha of Tzitzis finishes off Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The word Emes doesn't appear there. We say Emes by ourselves. It doesn't say Emes. We put it in ourselves. This is the word which corresponds with the Eikev. You don't see the Emes. In the Gemara, we're going to learn it by Ezra Hashem, which speaks about Ikvus of the Mashiach. In another few weeks, we're going to learn it inside. Says that one of the simanim of Ikvus of the Mashiach is Vatiya Emes Nederes. You don't see the Emes. We don't see the Emes. When Avraham Avinu went through the Akedah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, Yashakayach, I'm proud of you, Avraham Avinu. You went through the test and you got a hundred. Come, Lord. He passed that test with honors. What did the Rebbe tell him? Yana asher asis davar hazeh, you know why? because you listened to me in a situation which corresponds with Akev, the Akev which is Emes. You were put into a position that you're not going to be put in Nikvas of the Mashiach, and then you listened to me, and you are a simon that there will be Yidden who will pass the 10th Nisayan. We are those Yidden. On us is the chiyuv to pass this 10th Nisayan of Nikvas of the Mashiach, of holding on to a moon, a tooth and nail, notwithstanding all the kashas, notwithstanding the hostile society, and all the kashas, and all the media, and all the publications which are thrust in our faces, and all the lutzanis that they make from us, from Yidden who are shemre Torah mitzvahs. This is our nesayin. And Yidden who will pass this nesayin, and who will reach the shores of Mashiach, the Rabbanu Shalom will tell us, Yashakayach, do you know why Klal Yisrael? Eikev Asher Shemati B'Kolam. You went through the Nisayon of Eikev. So we see that the Akedah is a very, very important parsha. It's part of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. And that's why we're supposed to say it every day, for those who don't come late to davening.